This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 28th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Valley. Here's today's headlines. Valley needs a flood fix. Another food ban. Farm bill stare down. And farm groups have their say on WOTUS. LAO. California needs long-term flood funding for Valley. The Legislative Analyst's Office agrees with the Newsom administration that the state needs to finance more flood projects in the Central Valley. The advisor is urging lawmakers to go beyond the current patchwork approach and instead work on a long-term solution. The governor proposing to spend $31 million on three multi-benefit projects that reduce flood risk and improve habitat and water supplies. While floodplain restoration and groundwater recharge are laudable goals, LAO points out that the Valley is short $30 billion in flood protection investments, and this will be a recurring issue in the years ahead. The office suggests lawmakers weigh the benefits of these projects against other budget priorities and draw down spending elsewhere to cover the cost. It is also urging the legislature to develop a longer-term approach for financing flood projects, such as asking voters to decide on a general bond. On that note, LAO anticipates the Department of Pesticide Regulation will become insolvent within a year if no action is taken. It agrees with the governor's proposal to dramatically increase the mill assessment to cover the shortfall. LAO will soon release a separate report examining DPR's budget crisis in more detail. Legislature considers another food ban. Assemblymember Eloise Gomez-Reyes of Colton is proposing to ban the use of methylene chloride in the production of decaf coffee. The chemical is also used as a paint stripper. Last year, EPA proposed to restrict certain uses of it, which raised alarms among pharmaceutical companies. The bill, AB 2066, rides on the coattails of AB 418, which was panned by critics as a Skittles ban. Assemblymember Buffy Wicks of Oakland eventually removed the most contentious part of that bill to get it across the finish line. But the Reyes bill has the California League of Food Producers worried that AB 418 may have set a trend for legislative food bans. Stab it out. Republicans trying to stare me down. Agriculture Committee Chair in the Senate, Debbie Stabenow, used a White House event yesterday to reiterate once again she's not giving in to GOP demands to take money away from the nutrition title to fund other provisions in a new farm bill. She also restated her opposition to repurposing conservation funding in the Inflation Reduction Act that's restricted to climate-related farming practices. Republicans in both the House and the Senate have proposed to put restrictions on future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan, the economic model that's used to set SNAP benefits. Doing so could save $30 billion over 10 years. We're just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, Stabenow said. She continued, they can stare me down all they want. It's not going to make any difference. They think I want a farm bill so bad, I'll do anything. Stabenow's not running for re-election, and again, she said she's prepared to leave the Senate without passing a new farm bill. Quote, if that means we continue the policies of the 2018 farm bill, which are pretty good, if I do say so myself, then it's okay. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm groups air WOTUS complaints. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers continue to face tough questions from the ag community about their regulation of waters of the United States. That includes claims at a listening session yesterday that the agencies are using, quote, secret guidance. Courtney Briggs, a senior government affairs director at the American Farm Bureau Federation and chair of the Waters Advocacy Coalition, among those seeking the guidance. At the session, she said, quote, "Why won't the Corps release this document? It's a resource that will allow landowners information on how this is being implemented. The penalties for CWA compliance are hefty, so I don't understand why you wouldn't hand over every document and provide any resource possible to make sure our farmers and ranchers can easily comply. We have asked for it. I know the state of Virginia's asked for it and Congress has asked for it. So I'm going to ask the question that everyone here is thinking, why is this being kept hidden?" EPA said in a statement that, quote, "guidance documents and memoranda used to implement the definition of waters of the United States are posted publicly on the EPA website." Senate confirms Gooden to Rural Development post. Basil Gooden, former state agriculture secretary and USDA's rural development director in Virginia since 2021, has been confirmed by the Senate to be the department's next undersecretary for rural development. Gooden's nomination was cleared by voice vote following the Senate's return to session after two-week hiatus. In a statement yesterday, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack called Gooden a true asset to USDA and said the confirmation, quote, "speaks directly to the results of his work in champion affordable housing, community advancement, and economic development." You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. "I am looking forward to meeting with growers and the agriculture community." That's the word of Michael Milliken, who's now leading the Department of Pesticide Regulation Sustainable Pest Management Initiative. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.